From Ocean Colony to Frenchman's Creek. From Cañada Cove to Casa del Mar. Serving all of Half Moon Bay. This is AM 1710 and the Neighborhood News Report.
He is recognized as one of the top lawyers in the nation. His law practice is in Burlingame, and he lives in Hillsboro. His name is Joe Cochette. But what is this man's connection to Half Moon Bay and the Coastside?
The dictionary defines benefactor as a person who confers a benefit, a kindly helper. It's also synonymous with the word patron, supporter, sponsor, backer, and protector. Many people in the community would say that this definition applies to you.
Thank you.
What is your connection to Half Moon Bay?
Well, I first came over here in the early 1970s, and you fall in love with your community. You come over that hill, and at the top of the hill, I just flip a switch in my mind, and you relax. You come down that road into Half Moon Bay, and you're in a new world. It's very relaxed. I love the fact of the ruralness of it. The people over here are phenomenal. It is truly just a different slice of life. So I came over here in the early 70s, and I started looking around. Having fallen in love with a little town, I saw there was a little building for sale, the Di Benedetti building, and here's what happened. Being very candid with you, I forget the price they wanted, whatever it was, and I got a couple of people together, friends of mine, and I said, look, why don't you give me a couple $1,000 each, which they did, for the purpose of buying this building. And I think there were about six of us. We bought this little building called the Di Benedetti building, and we started rehabbing it. It was run down. I think the old man Di Benedetti had either just died, it was at a probate sale. He had been living in it, and in his elder years, of course, didn't do a lot to it. But we bought the building, six of us, and about 2 years later, I went to all five of them and said, how would you like double your money back? They thought they had died and gone to heaven, okay? I went to the bank, got a little loan, gave them double their money back. There I was sitting with this beautiful little building. And then one building led to another building, and I kept rehabbing it and rehabbing it and rehabbing these buildings. You can't help but love this community. But I will tell you a funny story about the Di Benedetti building. In the middle 80s, when the Japanese money was starting to come over and buy up, remember, bought up the Del Monte Lodge, and they were looking at property up and down the coast. And I'll never forget this day because it's such a wonderful story about what was going on in those days. I got a call from a real estate broker over here that said, Joe Cochette, yes, would you be interested in selling the Di Benedetti building? And I said, not really. I said, but what'd you have in mind? He said, trust me, I have some people, some clients that would like to pay you a very substantial sum for that corner. I said, all right, I'll meet with them, and I'd like to hear what they want to do with it, et cetera, et cetera. So, Jim, I met with these people. I'll never forget the day. They pulled up in one of these great big long stretch limos, very, very nice people, and they got out. A couple of Japanese guys got out with the real estate broker, and they had an interpreter with them. And they're walking around the building or looking at it, and they've got somebody with some drawings. Somebody come by and done some drawings of it. And I'm listening to them, and they're talking to me. The real estate broker's talking to me, and through an interpreter, they're talking to me. They're very, very nice people, absolutely well-meaning, very nice. And finally, I said to the real estate broker, I said, what is it they want to do with the building? Because I saw these drawings. He said, well, we'll show you. And they brought me over these drawings, and they had an architect who would take down the Di Benedetti building. There wasn't the restrictions on the Coastal Act yet fully in place, but you know, they realized they'd have some problems, but their theory was they could take it down to a certain level and then rebuild up. And I said, well, explain these drawings to me. And they said, sure, it'll be the original structure up about 5 feet, and then it'll be glass up another 20 feet, and then it'll be an architectural stone, and then glass up above. And it was going to be a glass pyramid. And I looked at it, and I said, you know, I really don't think that's going to fit in here in Half Moon Bay. And the realtor turned to me and said, why do you care? They're going to pay you a lot of money for it. And I said, I don't think you understand watch my lips, the words of a great American. I don't think that's going to benefit this community at all. To tear down that beautiful old DiBenedetti building, put up a glass and steel three-story building. I said, I'm not sure you'll even get approval for it, but that would be the ugliest building. It would be gorgeous, perhaps downtown Las Vegas, perhaps downtown Henderson, or maybe even San Diego would like it. But I don't think here on the coast they would like it. And the real estate broker looked at me and said, I don't think you understand, Joe. Here's what they want to pay you for the building. And he mentioned a number, which was staggering. And I said, I don't think you understand. I don't think you understand. I said, no, my friend, I wouldn't care what they paid. We're not going to have a glass and steel building on this corner. He was shocked. He was shocked. Frankly, I drove back over the hill and I said, boy, am I a stupid guy. But I've been that happy ever since.
Well, listen, I think that's learned another reason why we have something to thank you for, because it was shortly after that that the building achieved historical status.
Yes.
Was that the first building that you ever bought?
That was the first building. Obviously, I bought some homes before that, but that was the first real estate in terms of commercial, yes. And, of course, I've gone on to buy 5 or 6 or 7 more.
Have any other properties, buildings that you purchased become historical in nature, or was that the only one?
Oh, no, I think they all have. I mean, one could say that where we're sitting today is historical in nature.
It used to be a movie theater once upon a time.
It used to be a movie theater in here, and then it was City Hall at one time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And let me tell you, they wanted to tear this building down, Miramontes. They wanted to tear this down. And then, of course, the PG&E had a little building right up here on the corner, and I bought that lot. I took down the little PG&E building, which was a small little payment building where you went and made payments, put in that corner lot, but I had the architecture designed so it would fit in and match this building, which is right next door, so we could all tie together in the same decor and outline, if you will, of what is fitting for Main Street in Half Moon Bay.
Is this the only community or town that you've
Yes.
done this in?
No, I've done a few buildings in Burlingame that I'm very pleased with. Over by the airport, we're converting that. We're doing a very nice job in terms of making that a biotech center in a very nice way. I mean, we're not building high-rises or anything like that. Obviously, you couldn't. You're right next to the airport. But, yeah, we're putting trees in. It used to be an old warehouse district. And we're taking the old warehouses and converting them into biotech.
With all of the things you're doing in this particular area, do you have time for law anymore?
I go 24/7. This year, I'm age 72. I've been in trial this year, probably 5 months already, which is a lot of time for a trial lawyer.
Getting back to Half Moon Bay, what's in store for the future? Do you have any particular plans?
Well, I do have some plans, but not to discuss on this show. I can tell you that there are some buildings on Main Street that I would love to rehab that are just sitting there. Now, this economy is very, very difficult. I don't have to tell you. But there are a couple of buildings on Main Street that, God willing, as soon as I can get up, take a breath of fresh air. I've got lots of things I'm taking on Wall Street. You may have read in the newspapers, and I'm taking on Goldman Sachs, and nobody else is taking them on, so I'm taking them on. But I'm blessed. I have a lot of energy, and I have a lot. Here's the key. The key is surround yourself with great people. That's the absolute key in life. If you're in the business world or in the law business, just find yourself, and I have some of the greatest young, tough lawyers you've ever met, and we're going after Wall Street. We're doing a lot of exciting things in my law firm. I've got some other things going on. I've got 2 or 3 ranches that I operate. When I say I operate, I have people. I've actually got 5 cowboys on one ranch over in Hawaii. So, you know, I keep busy. I keep busy 24/7, but there's lots of things to do out there. We're living in very difficult times. I don't have to tell you. These economic times are so difficult for people, and if you think about how you can help, you can give back. It always comes back to reward you. It always does. If you reach out and help someone, it'll come back 10 times over.
Getting back quickly to Half Moon Bay, downtown Main Street
Yeah.
area, Main streets in small towns have not fared well.
They have not.
Over the years. Half Moon Bay has a unique charm, and many local people would say one of the reasons we've been able to maintain that local flavor and character is because we don't have a lot of the national chain operations over here. Would you concur with that?
Absolutely. But there's another thing you should be aware of. I think the best thing that happened to Main Street this year in 2011 was the campaign to get the Amazon.coms of the world to collect taxes when you purchase over the internet. Now, I started that campaign 2 years ago. I did the Ron Owen show. I wrote some op-ed pieces. I became Amazon.com's number one enemy because I convinced people, legislators, and then eventually Jerry Brown, a good friend, to go after these people that were selling over the internet and not collecting state taxes. Now, how does that hurt Main Street? Main Street, California, these little stores are going out of business, little bookstores. If you can get a book from Amazon and not pay any taxes on it, you're going to just order it through Amazon. So a little book. But it's not only bookstores. Here's what I found out. I found out from a manager of Best Buy in San Francisco that 30% of the customers that come into Best Buy, all they come in is try the appliance, whatever it may be, jot down the number, go order it over the internet, pay no taxes on it, okay? Do you realize that today you can buy an automobile over the internet and not pay taxes if you can get away with that?
Really?
It's a disgrace. So the good thing we did was we got legislation now passed. Amazon, as you know, went out on the streets to get initiatives to stop it. We beat them back, and that's going to help Main Street tremendously. However, that's not the end to helping Main Street. Main Street has to help itself in the sense that it has to, whatever it may be, Main Street Santa Cruz, Main Street Half Moon Bay, Main Street Milpitas, has to remember, the city councils have to remember that you got to dedicate resources and priorities to Main Street. You got to make them attractive. Most important, you got to make them safe. People can't walk down Main Street wherever and get mugged. You got to make it safe, you got to make it attractive, and it's got to be worthwhile. I mean, too many cities in California are looking to bring in that big box vendor for tax revenues. Well, that's going to happen. We have them. We have the Walmarts, all the big box stores in California. You can't let that detract from your Main Street. You got to go out of your way to remember your priorities if you're sitting on city councils or boards of supervisors of counties. And thank God we're turning that around now. We're seeing people that are saying, wait a minute, wait a minute. So we were able, for example, one county in the Central Coast here, we were able to get a bunch of people together and go to two members of their board of supervisors and say, really? You really want to put a Walmart right near a downtown area and just crush all these little grocery stores, hardware stores, bookstores, everything? You want to do that? And they were very adamant at first, and you'd be shocked at, after 30 days, how they turned around. Okay? I don't want to say we created an Occupy movement, but we created an Occupy movement in their head.
Yes, yes. That's the reason that so many people come to Half Moon Bay on a weekend. Tourists come in part to walk around Main Street because of the charm of the downtown area.
Sure. Have you ever been on Ocean Avenue in Carmel? Same thing. Same thing.
It was a pleasure having you in to be able to get to know you a little bit more. I'm sure our listeners are very fascinated by the story. As Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story, getting to know you a little bit more and personality and the things that you've done for our area. I guess since this interview will be aired right around Christmas time, some people might liken you even to kind of our local Santa. But certainly we thank you for all that you've done.
Thank you, Jim, very much. And to the people of Half Moon Bay, they make it all worthwhile.
Mr. Kuchat would probably be embarrassed to be thought of as a Santa Claus figure, spreading goodwill and good deeds wherever he goes. And yet, that he is a man of giving, there is no doubt. When the Neighborhood News Report continues, plans are in the works to move and downsize the Half Moon Bay Post Office.
Hello, this is Papa Jr. of Joe's Family Style Restaurant. This is the time of the year when we think of family and food. Our family likes to take a moment to wish you season's greetings. Here is my wife and working partner, Blanca.
Happy holidays to everyone, and Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Hi, this is Chelsea from Half Moon Bay Joe's. I wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and hope everyone has a safe holiday season.
This is Felipe from Half Moon Bay Joe's. I just want to wish the best wishes for everybody here in Half Moon Bay, and thanks for enjoying us.
Hi, this is Beverly Monroe, and I usually work the morning shift and the lunch shift at Joe's in Half Moon Bay. I want to wish you all happy holidays and a Merry Christmas.
It's been a wonderful 2011 for all of us at Joe's, and it's been because of you. Thank you for making us one of your favorite Coastside restaurants. Our very best wishes to each and everyone for a blessed holiday and a safe and prosperous New Year.
Joe's is located on Highway 1, just south of the entrance to Ocean Colony.
This is Cherise McHugh of the Half Moon Bay Coastside Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For community news and information, this is Neighborhood Radio, AM 1710.
Hello, this is Nancy Aruda, owner of Coastside Books, 432 Main Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. I would like to spend a minute to share with you what's happening at Coastside Books. If you have not been into Coastside Books recently, you are in for a treat. New book inventory is arriving daily, including used and rare book finds. We have added specialty children's toys and games to complement our children's book section. We're currently stocked for the holidays. We have a terrific selection of Christmas cards and holiday gift wrap. We'd also like you to know that seniors 65 and older receive 10% discounts on the first Wednesday of every month. Credentialed teachers get a 20% discount on all children's books purchased for classroom use, and we offer discounts for local book clubs. Coastside Books is a unique bookstore with titles you won't find elsewhere. Coastside Books is located downtown at 432 Main Street. Visit us on the web at www.coastsidebooks.com. Happy holidays, everyone.
You can still see the former Half Moon Bay Post Office on the corner of Kelly Avenue and Purissima Street. It looks so small when compared to the much newer and larger post office in Stone Pine. And yet, plans are in the works that would downsize and move the current location. Where to? No one knows. It's all because the U.S. Postal Service is looking for ways to reduce overhead. They have lost billions of dollars in recent years, and 3,700 post offices are slated for closure. But it came as a total surprise that the Half Moon Bay Post Office, central mail hub for the coastside, would be so affected. All 24 postal employees will retain their jobs. The tentative move is slated for the spring of 2012, and the public will be invited to comment on possible new locations before any decision is made. Some stories out of City Hall making the news this week. State Assemblyman Jerry Hill showed up at the last council meeting of 2011 to commend Naomi Patridge on her years of community and civil service. Patridge passed the mayor's gavel to Alan Alifano. The new vice mayor is Rick Kowazik. In other city news, city manager Laura Snydman reports that the $1.2 million, 2,880 square foot emergency operations center under construction is under budget and ahead of schedule. And the City Council has unanimously approved the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. The fiscal year of 2011-2012 budget is structurally balanced, with operating revenues exceeding operating expenses by $69,315. The city also maintains a 30% reserve fund. Most everyone has seen the ads for Weed Be Gone, a spray to rid lawns of nasty weeds. But Lawn Be Gone? What is that? Seems the city is looking for ways to save over $12,000 in annual water costs by replacing lawns with drought-resistant plants, mulch, and hardscapes such as decomposed granite. City areas that could be affected by the Lawn Be Gone proposal would include Carter Park, Frenchman's Creek Park, Kehoe Park, Ocean View Park, and the lawn at the Half Moon Bay Library.
Neighborhood Radio presents Community Bulletin Board. the place to hear current news and information concerning our nonprofit groups and organizations on the Coastside.
The Coastside Lutheran Church reminds AM 1710 listeners to mark their calendar for Sunday, January 8th for a New Year's blood drive. The blood drive will take place between 8:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. at the Coastside Lutheran Church located at 900 Cabrillo Highway. To sign up or for more information, phone Marion Lacey at 728-8331. Again, that number is 728-8331. The Senior Coastsiders wish to remind everyone that hot lunches are served daily Monday through Friday at the Adcock Community Center on Kelly Avenue. Serving starts at 11:45 a.m. and there is a suggested donation of $4. Cheryl Sinclair of Coastside Adult Day Health Center encourages those of us with senior age parents or loved ones to be on the lookout for signs of dementia when the family gathers together for the holidays. If you feel your loved one needs help in this area of their life, be assured there are several care options for seniors needing more assistance. San Mateo County offers many resources to keep them safe, healthy, and independent. Need more information? Call Cheryl at 726-5067. 726-5067.
To have your nonprofit's event announcement broadcast free on the radio, email us at news@neighborhoodradio.info or call us at 453-4000.
And so we conclude yet another edition of the Neighborhood News Report. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Henderson, wishing you a safe and pleasant holiday.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
It's 1971, and this could well be the year that marks the start of the digital age, with the invention of the microprocessor. This is also a time of more and more transistor use in things like handheld calculators, which are very expensive at the beginning of time here. Notable events in 1971 include lowering the voting age in the United States to 18 as the 26th Amendment to the Constitution is ratified. China is admitted to the United Nations, and border battles between India and Pakistan erupt into full-scale war when India invades East Pakistan, now Bangladesh, in support of the independence movement there. How much did things cost in 1971? Inflation is running just over 4%, and you can rent a house for $150 a month, or buy one for just over $25,000. A postage stamp is 8 cents. A movie ticket, $1.50. And oh yes, a gallon of gas is 40 cents a gallon. Now we know where the term the good old days came from. In popular culture, Jim Morrison of the Doors is found dead in a bathtub in Paris. Popular films include Love Story, The Andromeda Strain, and The French Connection. In local history from the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, 1971 saw the establishment of a foundation set up to oversee and restore the historical James Johnson House that sits just south of town. The historic structure was built in 1853 by cattle farmer and businessman James and Petra Johnson. The 1971 group that was established to restore the historic structure still exists and has successfully accomplished many of their goals. The James Johnson House is now available for tours every third Saturday from 11 to 3 p.m. Stop by and tour one of the Coastside's most recognizable landmarks, the White House of Half Moon Bay. Also in 1971, the world-famous Half Moon Bay Art and Pumpkin Festival is born and established by founders Dolores Mullen and Bev Ashcraft. The first year saw about 30,000 people come to the coast to visit and pick pumpkins. Now, some 40 years later, the festival attracts hundreds of thousands of people to the two-day event and shop for arts and crafts, listen to music, and enjoy great food. And, of course, taste the wonderful wines of the Half Moon Bay Winery. The festival has been a real blessing for many Coastside nonprofits, allowing them to raise money for their causes. To date, the Half Moon Bay Beautification Committee has been able to raise in excess of $2.5 million, all starting back in the year 1971. This year's record belongs to Los Angeles-based group formed in 1968. By December of 1971, they were going strong, with two gold records already under their belts. That group in just a moment. Cameron's Restaurant wasn't around in 1971. It was opened in 1993. But please do stop by and check us out. I mentioned the Johnston House. Well, we have the Johnston Room, where we have tribute to the Johnston House, lots of old photos and history on the wall. So next time you're at Cameron's Inn, stop by and have dinner in the Johnston Room and get a piece of local history at the same time. By 1971, this group was knocking out records that always were in the top 15 of the top 40 charts. But this record exploded, staying on the charts 15 weeks and residing at number one for 6 weeks. Here's Three Dog Night and Joy to the World.
Joy to the world. All aboard.
Until next time, this is Cameron Palmer for the AM 1710 Time Machine.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Calvary Chapel of Half Moon Bay presents A Neighborhood Christmas. Music for this special time of year, starting at noon on December 23rd and continuing through 6 p.m. on Christmas Day. And on Saturday evening, December 24th at 6 p.m., a special Christmas service for the entire family, featuring Christmas songs of praise for the one universal hope for all of mankind. Services on Christmas Day will be at 10 a.m. Calvary Chapel is located at the corner of Parissima and Kelly, downtown Half Moon Bay. A Neighborhood Christmas, music for the holiday, brought to you by Calvary Chapel on AM 1710 and on the Internet at www.neighborhoodradio.info, starting at noon on December 23rd.
Stay tuned for Keeping Pace with Your Health with Neighborhood Radio Health Editor Sue Pace and sponsored by the Dentistry of Dr. Ray Shepherd, where they bring your smile to life. Keeping Pace with Your Health coming right up.
The thrift store at 515 Kelly is a good place for you, the cook, or even if you're a chef. The reason being is that this thrift store has an unusually good choice of professional knives, a great variety of pots and pans, and I mean a good selection. And that's because the thrift store only accepts quality donations. And the manager, Carla Ruth, runs a tight ship when it comes to her presentation to you, the customer of goods that she'd be proud to own herself. You'll be glad that you dropped in to the thrift store. Your help is never wasted at the thrift store, and they're at 515 Kelly in Half Moon Bay. The hours are convenient, open 10 to 4, noon to 4 on Sunday, with them being closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays to set up again for the following week. Telephone number is 726-6543, the thrift store of Half Moon Bay, a worthy cause for the help of our senior citizens on the coastside. And all the staff ask that I wish you, the listener, a cheerful and happy holiday season. And they are unanimous in that greeting.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today, as we're in the midst of the holiday season, I thought I'd discuss some tips for healthy holiday survival. Coming through this season physically healthy and avoiding too much stress can really be a challenge this time of the year. I came across some tips that I think could be helpful for all of us. First of all, avoid being alone. Sitting and mulling over sad thoughts while the world parties is not a good idea. Seek out family members, a friend, or a neighbor. Join in a holiday ceremony at a church or a social event in town. Sometimes just listening to Christmas music can really boost your spirits. Another thing you could try is to host a gathering yourself. It doesn't have to be a big party. You can invite neighbors or a friend over for cookies in the afternoon or for adult beverages to chat and catch up on what's been going on in your life. Another tip is to limit your alcohol intake. You might feel good for a short time, but drinking too much alcohol can really make you feel worse. Some people find if they alternate a glass of soda or water with the alcohol, they actually feel better. It also helps prevent the dehydration that alcohol can cause. Another tip is to set a spending limit on gifts and stick to it. Getting into debt really guarantees family strife and personal stress. Instead, you can give homemade gifts or start a family gift exchange. Another thing you can do is volunteer. Nothing says holiday spirit more than volunteering. Giving actually feels good. And when you help people who have challenges in their lives, it makes you realize how blessed you are. Another tip that I think is really important is to manage your time. Plan ahead so you're not rushing around in a whirlwind. Get out your calendar and schedule time to shop, time to bake, time to visit with friends, and days just to take it off and celebrate. And don't forget to pencil in some time to do relaxing things that you enjoy, such as a walk to the beach, or schedule a nap in your schedule. More on this topic after this message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Hi, this is Sandy. I just wanted to take a moment to wish a Merry Christmas to all and a safe and prosperous New Year.
Hello, this is Ileana, one of Dr. Shepherd's hygienists, wishing you much peace and happiness to all our patients and listeners.
Hi, this is Chris, and I am wishing everyone out there a happy New Year and happy holidays.
This is Dr. Ray Shepherd and my wife, Carol.
We would like to take a moment to thank all our patients for their support this past year.
And from our family to your family, we wish you all a happy holiday and a very happy New Year.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Today we've been talking about tips to survive the holidays in a healthy way. One of the things you can do is to seek out sunshine. Shorter winter days and time cooped up inside the house deprives you of light rays that really turn out to be a key to a happy mood. I know when I don't get my ocean fix, in other words, enough time at the beach, I get cranky. There's nothing like sitting at the top of an ocean bluff looking at the waves, the pelicans, and the harbor seals to cheer me up. Another tip is to get some exercise. Exercise makes you feel more energetic and happier. Just sneak in a few minutes of walking from the parking lot to the stores or walk around your neighborhood. You really feel better about burning off those extra holiday calories if you spend some time walking or getting some kind of exercise. Another thing to try is to eat some healthy food. Be creative and think of some healthy snacks you can buy to take to holiday parties instead of the usual crackers and cheese plate. A large platter of fresh fruits beautifully spread over a nice platter can really be a nice treat. A selection of nuts or a veggie and dip platter can be appetizing. And it's really a good break from the high-calorie holiday foods that are really too common this time of year. Last but not least, give yourself a break. Prioritize. Decide what is really important to you and let the rest go. You really don't have to participate in every activity in the world or buy excessive gifts for everyone. Take the time to be grateful and feel the joy of the season, and you'll avoid a lot of the stress. I want to take a moment to wish all of our listeners in Half Moon Bay and our listeners over the web a Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year's. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.
Christopher O'Donnell, the man from Down Under, is host of Neighborhood Classifieds. Even if you don't have something to buy or sell, he is guaranteed to bring you a smile and a chuckle. Neighborhood Classifieds is coming right up.
Guess who? Jason here for Phil's Tire and Auto, 422 Parisma Street, downtown Half Moon Bay. There is no getting around it. Winter is here. Don't let a sunny day fool you. The coastside is known for rain, occasional high winds, and unsafe driving conditions. So don't risk being stranded on the road. It's time to be sure your car is properly maintained. Tire pressure. Did you know that tire pressure drops about 1 pound per 10 degrees of temperature? This could jeopardize your car's handling and put you at risk. Drop by Phil's Tire and Auto, and we will check your tire pressure and windshield wipers for free. And please, for your safety and those you love, leave plenty of room between you and the car in front of you. It's impossible to stop quickly on wet roads. Drive safe.
Phil's Tire Pros has you covered with the name brand tires you trust at the lowest prices guaranteed. Like Michelin, the number one choice of premium car manufacturers because of their precise and perfect feel. Phil's Tire Pros. Installing peace of mind.
Neighborhood Classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling, lost and found, garage sales, neighbor-to-neighbor services, all this and more. And now your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
The new year is around the corner and up your block. And with it being so close to 2012, I ask you to remember us in the new year and beyond. AM 1710, Half Moon Bay Radio, your listening post on the coast. To remember that Classifieds is really your forum, your outlet to clean out your closets, the garage, the storage room, to get ready for spring. And remember, heads up on this, listen up, the ads you forward to me are free here on Half Moon Bay Radio. It is a free service we offer our loyal listeners. No charge for the one-time ads of goodies that you might like to sell or even make a trade on. Call me at 453-4000 or email me the information to classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info. Keep it simple. Well, take for example, here's a good one. A classic writing desk, 60 inches by 32 inches, 6 drawers, 2 pullouts on either side at elbow height, made from real wood. Yes, real wood. The owner is redecorating and wife wants it gone. Of course she does. And you can depend on this advertiser because, wait for it, it is my desk. And love it as I do, the time has come to move it to a new owner who would appreciate a quality piece of furniture of usefulness. Call me here at the station, 453-4000, and come see it soon. You'll be pleasantly surprised at my asking price. Okay, let me move on before I start crying on air about bye-byes to my desk. Time for food for thought. This is probably some of the best time to hike. Crisp air, just bundle up. You know, there are fewer folk on the trails, and you need the exercise after all these heavy meals. When cooking with eggs, make sure they are at room temperature to begin. And either color has the same nutrition. I like the look of brown. Clean the lights in your oven and refrigerator. I bet you forget about those, didn't you? The other ones get spatter on them, and so remove it out and give it a good scrub. And of course, keep watering your Christmas tree daily. Do not forget, water the Christmas tree daily. And here comes a quick chuckle as I sign off. You ready? What do you get if you cross an elephant with a kangaroo? Very, very big holes all over Australia. And, oh gosh. Okay, I'm Christopher O'Donnell. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@neighborhoodradio.info.
Calvary Chapel of Half Moon Bay presents A Neighborhood Christmas. Music for this special time of year, starting at noon on December 23rd and continuing through 6 p.m. on Christmas Day. And on Saturday evening, December 24th at 6 p.m., a special Christmas service for the entire family, featuring Christmas songs of praise for the one universal hope for all of mankind. Services on Christmas Day will be at 10 a.m. Calvary Chapel is located at the corner of Parissima and Kelly, downtown Half Moon Bay. A Neighborhood Christmas, music for the holiday, brought to you by Calvary Chapel on AM 1710 and on the internet at www.neighborhoodradio.info, starting at noon on December 23rd.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
Welcome to another edition of Pet Patrol. I'm Krista Livingston, the owner of Kibbles and Gifts, and your host. Today I want to talk about teeth. Caring for your pet's teeth is an important and sometimes neglected part of pet ownership. Now, if you have a snake or some other kind of exotic pet, you may want to skip the daily dental care. In a perfect world, we would all be brushing our pet's teeth every day. If you can manage that, great. I'll tell you that I'm not up for that. In fact, a few of my cats might take my face off if I tried such a thing. My dog Max let me brush his teeth, but even so, I didn't do it every day like I should. I've always felt this is one way I fall short of being a good pet mom. To brush your pet's teeth, you must use toothpaste intended for pets. You can also buy doggy toothbrushes and little finger cots with bristles to brush a kitty's teeth. The finger cot is also useful for getting your dog used to something in his mouth. I used to brush Max's teeth with a child's electric toothbrush. This works great if your dog isn't bothered by the noise. They're cheap and you can buy them at any market. Luckily, there are many different products for dental care now available. If you don't brush your pet's teeth, or you only do it once in a while, you may want to try some alternatives. At Kibbles, we carry lots of different products. We have dental wipes, tablets to promote good breath and prevent tartar. There are gels to put in your pet's mouth and additives you put in their water. I would suggest picking one or more that works best for you and your pet. I put Weisong Dentitrite in my cat's food. Dentitrite is powdered cheese enzyme, so it tastes good. You know how picky kitties can be. The enzymes eat away at the tartar and plaque. You can also add water to it and turn it into a paste for brushing teeth. It's a great product. I've also tried Tropiclean, a water additive. My cats didn't like the taste in the water, so sometimes I just add a tiny bit into their food, which they don't seem to mind. Max enjoyed the benefits of me being too lazy to brush his teeth. He got to chew on raw bones instead. Raw bones are a great way to clean your dog's teeth. It chips the tartar off their teeth while they chew the bone. I prefer big marrow bones. They don't actually eat the bone, they just chew it and get the marrow out. Never, never cook the bone or warm it up in any way. Raw bones are moist and don't splinter. Once a bone is cooked at all, it's extremely dangerous if eaten. I would always supervise any dog chewing on a bone and throw it away once they are done. A dog should not have more than 2 to 3 bones a week. More than that can wear down their teeth and add weight. And a toothless fat dog is no fun for anyone. I wouldn't give bones to very old dogs or dogs with bad teeth, as their teeth might be brittle and break. I also want to talk about bad breath. Bad pet breath can definitely be caused by poor dental health. It can also be caused by stomach problems, and it's worth a mention. Pets can have bad breath due to stomach gases. A good way to address this problem is to add probiotics to the diet through supplementation or to feed a good food that has probiotics added to it. Weisong, Holistic Select, Prairie, Call of the Wild, and Wellness are a few of the good foods that have probiotics added in. Raw or mostly raw foods like Primal or Honest Kitchen don't need added probiotics as they are live foods. These foods are excellent for digestive issues. Finding the right food that suits your pet's system will go a long way toward digestive health. I hope these suggestions help you with your pet's dental care. Here's to clean teeth and good breath for everyone's pets in the new year. This is Krista Livingston with Pet Patrol, wishing everyone happy holidays and a very happy new year.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.
Coastside Carousel, featuring the music of our local singers and musicians on the Coastside, is just minutes away. Stay tuned for Coastside Carousel.
This is your AM 1710 Coffee Break, brought to you by Outland Java Company, your local organic coffee roaster. Yes, it's that time of year. The holidays are coming. What makes the perfect Christmas gift? Freshly roasted organic coffee. Bring your entire shopping list over to Outland Java and we can fill your order. Different coffees for everybody on your list. Italian for Uncle Bob, decaf for Grandma, Mocha Java for yourself. You can even add your own names to the labels. And from our family to your family, happy holidays from Outland Java. Outland Java roasts only certified organic coffee beans. Our coffee is available in town at markets, cafes, restaurants, or you can buy your beans directly from the roaster. Call 728-2300 for hours and directions. That's 728-2300. This has been your AM 1710 Coffee Break, brought to you by Outland Java Company, your local organic coffee roaster.
Hi, Jim Dunbar here with a confession. Every time I come to Half Moon Bay, I find myself addicted to Neighborhood Radio AM 1710. How about you?
So, you're on your way to Grandma's house for the holidays, and you know you have to buy gas for the car. Sure, you can find a number of petrol stations in the area, but why not buy at More for Less on the corner of Kelly and Highway 1 in Half Moon Bay? This gasoline outlet has loads of reasons going for it for you to stop by. Best price for fuel in this competitive market. Staff who will acknowledge you, not just reach out a hand for your money. Staff who will help you with in-store purchases of their huge selection of sodas, beers and wines, pastries and snacks, and good, freshly brewed coffee. More for Less, your best choice for gasoline and much, much more. Easy access at the corner of Kelly and Highway 1 in Half Moon Bay. Mike Brandt, the manager, wants your business. He'll give you good service and product at fair prices in exchange. It's as simple as that, along with a sincere wish for you to drive safely and enjoy the holiday season.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel, Christopher O'Donnell.
This is a special Coastside Carousel insofar as it gives you an excellent preview of what entertainment you can expect on New Year's Eve at the home of our sponsor. And that's Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn. And as Mr. Palmer goes out of his way to help us, I want to reciprocate and alert you to his wonderful annual New Year's Eve party. And it sounds to me he has another winner lined up for the booking of the Robin Campbell Band to keep the beat going from 9 o'clock to 2012. She has appeared here on AM 1710, and she's now listed in our Coastside Carousel archives. Seek her out. And Mr. Cameron tells me that there will be no cover charge, free party hats, blowers to hoot with, and champagne at midnight. Come early and have dinner, and then stay for the festivities. And don't worry about driving home because the inn offers rooms. Even the campground next door will hold you a spot, RV or tent. And families, you can have the kids celebrate too, because the New York Times Square Ball will come down at 9 p.m. all around Cameron's on their giant TV screens. Happy New Year at Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, now with camping just south of town on the west side. Look for the English Pub. 726-5705 is their phone number to call for further information. Or you can always pop onto the website at www.cameronsinn.com. It'll be a happy night. Cameron's, your home away from home. Yes, you are in for a treat. Come on, get up. Two tracks from the Robin Campbell Band I'm going to play, and the second one gives you a big hint of how it will be at Cameron's.
We'll be right back. afternoon, teenage sweetheart starts to bloom, 19 in the month of June. Hangover care is in the pan, introduce a brand new man, know your girls will understand.
Now you are really getting ready for dance party, the Robin Campbell Band will help. Enjoy the new year. And as I go off air with this segment of Coastside Carousel, it's that time of the year I personally wanted to wish everybody from AM 1710 wishes for you, the listener, to have a very good holiday season and truly enjoy your new year. We thank you for your listenership. I'm Christopher O'Donnell and manager Jim Henderson. We both say Happy New Year.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us at feedback@neighborhoodradio.info.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at www.cameronsinn.com.
Well, my name is Norm. I live in Half Moon Bay. I started coming to Calvary Chapel about 4 years ago, and I love Brian, the pastor, the folks that are here, and I learned a lot about the Bible. I wanted to learn about the Bible, and this is a great church to learn and study.
My name is Carrie Morris. I live in Redwood City, and my family and I attend Calvary Chapel because we love the fellowship, the teaching, and just the wonderful sense of belonging that we found here.
Calvary Chapel is located at 436 Parisma, right on the corner of Kelly. We can be reached by phone at 726-7978, or you can visit our website at www.cchmb.org. You can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
We love Calvary Chapel!
Calvary Chapel of Half Moon Bay presents A Neighborhood Christmas. Music for this special time of year, starting at noon on December 23rd and continuing through 6 p.m. on Christmas Day. And on Saturday evening, December 24th at 6 p.m., a special Christmas service for the entire family, featuring Christmas songs of praise for the one universal hope for all of mankind. Services on Christmas Day will be at 10 a.m. Calvary Chapel is located at the corner of Parisima and Kelly, downtown Half Moon Bay. A Neighborhood Christmas, music for the holiday, brought to you by Calvary Chapel on AM 1710 and on the internet at www.neighborhoodradio.info, starting at noon on December 23rd.